Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nainar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, What Color is Your Parachute? By Richard N. Bowles is a long-running, frequently updated career classic that treats job hunting as a human problem, not a paperwork problem. Instead of pushing readers toward generic advice like applying everywhere or perfecting a one-size-fits-all resume, it asks deeper questions about what kind of work fits your strengths, values, and preferred lifestyle. The book is widely known for its practical self-inventory tools, its emphasis on networking and informational interviewing, and its focus on aligning career choices with personal meaning. It also addresses the shifting realities of the labor market, including career changes, uncertainty, and the need to market transferable skills. Whether you are starting out, returning to work, stuck in an unfulfilling role, or facing a layoff, the core promise is the same. You can approach your search with clarity, structure, and hope. This guide aims to help readers move from confusion and scattered effort to a focused plan rooted in self-knowledge and real-world strategy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, self-inventory as the foundation for career direction, a central idea associated with what color is your parachute, is that effective job hunting starts with knowing yourself well enough to target the right opportunities. The book is known for structured exercises that help readers identify their favorite skills, preferred working conditions, values, interests, and goals. Rather than framing a career as a single fixed choice, the approach treats it as a match between who you are and what a role demands. This self-inventory can be especially useful for people who feel they can do many things but are unsure what they should do, as well as those who have followed external expectations and now want work that feels more meaningful. By clarifying the kinds of tasks you enjoy, the environments where you thrive, and the outcomes you want your work to support, you can reduce the randomness in your search and save time. This foundation also makes it easier to talk about yourself in interviews and networking conversations because you can describe patterns in your strengths and motivations rather than listing job titles. In practice, the self-inventory turns vague desires, like better work-life balance or more purpose, into criteria you can use to evaluate roles, companies, and career paths. Secondly, the job hunt as a relationship-driven process. The book is widely associated with the message that job searching is more effective when it is people-centered rather than solely application-centered. Instead of relying only on online postings, it encourages readers to build connections, conduct informational interviews, and learn directly from insiders about roles, industries, and organizations. This approach reframes networking from asking for a job to asking for knowledge, guidance, and introductions. It also acknowledges that many opportunities are discovered through conversations before they ever become public listings, and that hiring decisions often hinge on trust and perceived fit. The practical benefit is that relationship-driven searching helps you test assumptions quickly. You can find out what a job is really like, what skills are valued, what problems need solving, and what hiring managers listen for. It also helps you tailor your pitch to the language of the field, making your resume and interviews more credible. For readers who dislike networking, the book's typical framing can reduce anxiety by providing a clear purpose and a respectful structure for outreach. Over time, these conversations build a web of advocates and information sources that makes the search less isolating and more strategic. Thirdly, targeted resumes and interviews that communicate fit, another major theme, is moving away from generic resumes and rehearsed interview scripts toward targeted communication that shows why you fit a specific role. The book's influence in the career space includes encouraging readers to translate their experience into results, skills, and problem-solving abilities that matter to the employer. This means analyzing the needs of a position, selecting evidence that matches those needs, and presenting it in a clear and relevant way. A targeted approach can be particularly valuable for career changers, generalists, or people with non-traditional backgrounds because it helps them connect dots for the reader rather than hoping the employer will infer relevance. Interview preparation in this style is not just about memorizing answers. It is about understanding your preferred work style, being able to describe your strongest contributions, and articulating what you are looking for so both sides can evaluate fit. The broader impact is confidence. When you have done the self-inventory and market research, you can speak with specificity about what you offer and what you want, which makes you more persuasive. This also reduces the temptation to apply everywhere, because you can recognize which opportunities align with your criteria and where your story will resonate. Fourthly, handling change, uncertainty, and career transitions, What Color is Your Parachute is often recommended during periods of disruption such as layoffs, burnout, relocation, return to work, or midlife career shifts. A key topic is the reality that modern careers rarely follow a straight line, and that resilience comes from adaptability and self-knowledge. The book's approach supports transition by helping readers identify transferable skills and by showing how to explore options without committing prematurely. When someone feels trapped by a past major, an industry downturn, or a resume that seems to point in only one direction, the framework encourages experimentation through conversations, short projects, volunteering, training, and other low-risk tests. This reduces the fear of making the wrong choice because you gather evidence before betting everything on a new path. It also emphasizes the emotional side of change, including discouragement, rejection, and the strain of uncertainty. By giving a structured plan, the process can create momentum when motivation is low. For many readers, the value is not only landing a job, but also regaining a sense of agency. In that sense, the book treats career change as a design challenge. Define what matters, study the real world, try options, learn quickly, and adjust until the work fits. Lastly, meaningful work and defining success on your terms beyond tactics, the book's lasting reputation comes from connecting career success with meaning. It encourages readers to think about work as part of a whole life, not a separate box measured only by salary or status. This involves clarifying values such as contribution, creativity, autonomy, stability, service, learning, or leadership, then using those values to guide decisions. Meaningful work does not necessarily require a dramatic calling or a perfect job. The theme is more practical. You can increase meaning by choosing environments and responsibilities that align with what energizes you, and by working for organizations whose mission and culture you respect. The book's tools help readers distinguish between temporary dissatisfaction that can be solved by negotiation or skill building and deeper misalignment that calls for a change. It also supports readers in evaluating trade-offs, such as higher pay versus flexibility or rapid growth versus balance. This emphasis can be especially helpful for high achievers who have done everything right but still feel unfulfilled, as well as for people who want to integrate family, health, or community commitments into their definition of success. The result is a career plan that is less reactive and more intentional, grounded in both realistic constraints and personal purpose. In conclusion, this book is best suited for job seekers who feel stuck, career changers who need a structured way to explore new directions, students and early professionals who want to choose wisely, and experienced workers navigating layoffs, burnout, or a desire for more meaningful work. Readers who benefit most are those willing to do exercises, reach out to people, and treat the job hunt as a project rather than a gamble. The practical value comes from combining inner clarity with outer strategy. By defining your preferred skills, values, and conditions, you reduce wasted applications and increase the odds of landing in a role that actually fits. By learning to use networking and informational interviews as research, you discover opportunities earlier and communicate with more credibility. Over time, these habits can improve not only your next job search, but also your long-term career management and confidence. Compared with many career books that focus narrowly on resumes, quick hacks, or motivational slogans, What Color Is Your Parachute? Stands out for its integrated system, self-assessment, market exploration, relationship building, and targeted messaging. That holistic structure makes it worth buying because it functions as a reusable toolkit you can return to whenever your life or the economy changes and you need to recalibrate your direction. If you would like to support Richard N. Bowles, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.